about the theater program in general and about the musical 1776. We will also have a cameo interview with the 1776 director, Sherry Steinkellner, who called in from California. And finally, we have some on-site interview tape of students from last Tuesday's rehearsal of West Side Story. So here in the studio with me are Holly Stanfield, the director of the KUSD Theater Arts Program and also director of this production of West Side Story that we're going to be talking about today. She has been teaching in Kenosha Unified School District for
32 years.
In 2012, Stanfield was inducted into the Wisconsin High School Forensic Association Theater Hall of Fame for, quote, her ability to help her students find true life in the characters that they brought to the stage. And in 2016, she received the honorable mention for the Tony Award Excellence in Theater Education. Welcome, Holly.
Hello.
We also have Noah Olson, recent graduate of Tremper High School and one of the stars of 1776. You played?
John Adams.
Welcome, Noah.
Thank you.
We also have Sage Holloway, also a recent graduate, but of Indian Trail. Mm-hmm. And your role was?
John Hancock.
Great. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, an unforgettable portrayal of Benjamin Franklin is Colin Swanson, who is a junior at Indian Trail, or, mm-hmm. well, senior now, right?
Yeah,
or tomorrow.
Yep.
So, welcome, everyone. I just want to begin by asking Holly to give us some details about the upcoming theater festival and the special performances that are planned for this coming week. What is the name of the festival? When and where is it held? And when and where are the special preview performances of the productions?
Okay, so let's talk about the International Thespian Festival first. It is the largest gathering of students from across the country and teachers and professionals in a festival of theater. It draws predominantly from the United States and Canada. There are also some other countries from around the world that will attend if educational theater is part of their curriculum. So that's what it is. There's about, I would say, 4,400 people.
Wow.
There. The performances on the campus happen in two different venues, the Elite Center for the Arts, which seats about 2,400, and the Kimball Theater, which is part of the Performing Arts Complex as well, and that seats about 900 people. So that's what the festival is. The students will also attend workshops, see other theater from around the country, and it's very competitive to get onto the main stage. So it's a major honor for our students to be doing this.
So you have two. Have you ever had, I know you have one almost every year. Have you ever had two before?
Yes, this would be the third time that we've taken two performances to the festival simultaneously.
Has any other school district taken two at the same time?
You would have to ask them. I don't know that history.
Just curious. And so these two productions, West Side Story and 1776, you're remounting them because they were produced earlier this school year.
Correct.
So the students obviously need to kind of get back in a groove with these. So they're working on rehearsing right now.
Yes.
And they will be performing them. Can you tell us when and where?
Yes. We'll begin rehearsals for 1776 on Saturday. West Side, since it has some complex dance stuff, began several weeks ago to refresh that, and they will perform next week on the 14th and 15th for 1776 at Indian Trail High School and Academy at 7:30 p.m., and West Side Story on the 16th and 17th, Friday and Saturday, 7:30 at Bradford High School's auditorium.
And how can listeners buy tickets if they want to go? Can they get them at the door, or is it better if they buy them online?
They can absolutely get them at the door. We rarely run out of tickets, so that's totally fine. They can also go online if they go to kusd.edu, go to departments, go to fine arts, find the ticket section for theater, and they can get them online.
Okay, thank you. So that's just getting that information up front, so all of the listeners are aware that they can go and see these shows. I do want to back up a little bit and ask you to tell us a little bit about the history of KUSD Theater Arts Program, when and how did it start, and what really makes it a unique program?
Well, let's start with the unique part. It's unusual in a community this large for all of the different high schools to work as a blended program. Usually you'll find that each high school has their own singular theater program, and they work on shows during the school year. This program actually began years ago when I started at Reuther Central High School as the vocal person in that building. And when I came to town, I had done a lot of musical theater and did not see a whole lot going on in Kenosha at that time with it. So Larry Simons, who was the fine arts director after watching me work for a year, thought it would be good to start a summer program that all of the students could participate in. And Reuther is also a school where anybody could come to do anything for any reason. That's kind of the nature of the building, at least at that period in KUSD history. So the kids came in the summer, and we did a production of Annie, and everybody was pretty excited about it. So that's kind of where the Together thing started, and it just kept growing. Eventually, we kind of outgrew Reuther because it's an historic site, so there you cannot really modify the building without going through large political things. So it made the most sense just to move the program at that point to Bradford, which had the easiest space to work in. So that's why it kind of moved to Bradford. And then when Indian Trail was built and as Tremper kept working on their stuff, it just kind of expanded back out across the district. And that's kind of the history of it.
And so when you do auditions, it happens in the spring for the following year?
It does. Tonight is our last audition at Mahone Middle School.
So you start with the eighth graders.
Well, actually, we're kind of ending with them, yeah. This is our eighth site.
But you involve the eighth graders. You get them thinking about it so that they can audition in case they get a role for when they're in ninth grade.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great. So that makes a lot of sense. You'd end up with a bigger pool of students so you can cast your shows according to the talent pool that you have.
Exactly, right. Which sometimes teachers choose shows and try to fit students into roles. We tend to look at the students first and then try to choose roles that help them move forward as a group.
Right. So I need to turn to the students now. So what, any of you can answer, what got you interested in theater and which shows have you done with KUSD? And if you've done like a dozen, just pick a few favorites. Okay, do you want to start, Colin?
What got me interested in KUSD theater is just watching all of the old alumni performing and how amazing they all were. The shows that I have done with KUSD, I was in Hello My Baby, Sister Act, Peter and the Star Catcher, and 1776.
This is Sage. I don't really know what got me interested in theater at the very beginning. I've just always, as long as I can remember, wanted to be in shows. And so I guess I got involved with KUSD theater just because my eighth grade teacher said there's going to be auditions, and so I just went. Since then, I've been in a lot of shows. This year, I was in Steel Magnolias in the fall, and then a show that I wrote actually in the fall as well. I wasn't in that, but I was involved because I wrote it. And then 1776, I just finished up with a production of Standard, another one act that I wrote that I was also in.
When I was younger, I was homeschooled for the most part, so my mom actually put me into a theater program in the community back when I lived in Warrenville. And so that's where I got started participating in theater and music. Then once I moved up here, I had a good amount of friends that were in the KUSD theater program. At the end of my sophomore year, I tried out, and then I got into Dogfight last year, which attended the International Thespian Festival. And then this year, I am getting to play John Adams in 1776.
Tell us a little bit about your role, what's unique about it, and what do you think you brought to the role? What's unique about your portrayal?
I played John Adams in 1776, and I mean, John Adams was a very passionate person. He fought for independence with his whole life, and it was really hard for him because his wife was far away, and through the show you see like that constant, you know, wanting to be with his wife, but he also knows that fighting for independence is for the greater good, and it's his life's goal. I think as I portray him, I think I'm able to enter into that passion as well and kind of make that goal of John Adams my own. I think that I'm able to portray that outspoken, aggressive politician that he so very much was.
He was pretty high energy the way you portrayed him. Would you agree?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, Sage?
So I was John Hancock, which at the time he was the president of the Second Continental Congress. And I think, I mean, the obvious component that's unique is that I am a woman playing not just one of the founding fathers, not just a male character, but to play a leader of the, at the time, the Confederation, I guess, of the United States. I think it felt like a kind of a responsibility, not a scary one, one that I was really excited to take on, to be a woman and to kind of have that, be a powerful woman in the show. I mean, playing a leader, a president at the time, I mean, it wasn't a president in the sense that we have our presidents now, it was a different situation entirely, but I feel like portraying as a woman makes kind of a statement, not necessarily a political one, but making that statement I think was unique and powerful and really exciting for me.
I played Benjamin Franklin in the production of 1776, and Ben Franklin is like John Adams' mentor in a way, kind of. He like helps John Adams get independence. And what one thing I thought was unique is that I didn't know that Ben Franklin was humorous and very outspoken, kind of. And that was really fun for me to play, to be like, like, I know it and you don't. Like, it was fun. I liked it.
Must have been hard.
It's a little body audience, just so you know.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Have any of you, I know you've been to the Nebraska Festival before. Have either of you?
We all have.
You all have. Yeah. Oh, so what is it like?
It's amazing. My freshman year when I went with the show Hello My Baby, it was just, I didn't expect it to be so much fun. Like, I was like, oh, like, yeah, Nebraska, fun. But, like, when you get there, there's so many theater people, and you have so much fun in the workshops, and the shows are truly, it feels like you're on Broadway when you're there.
It's like you've met your whole tribe all in one
place. Yeah, it is for sure. Everybody's the same and accepting.
I think the best part is performing and viewing theater with a bunch of other people who are just as passionate as you are about it, and just the widest range, too, of actresses, vocalists, techies, and them seeing your shows. It's a completely different experience because they can think about everything that went into it in a completely different way, mm-hmm. and you know that the entire audience is appreciating every second. I mean, last year was actually my first year at the festival, and I really didn't know what to expect because I had heard all of this stuff. All my friends had gone for years or at least once. Personally, I spent my whole time doing workshops because I wasn't with a show. I kind of snuck in because I did this Playworks program. I don't want to say snuck in, like I was there legally. I don't know.
She was the first alternate to the
program. Yeah. You learn so much, and the people there are so supportive, and you are just surrounded by people who have so much to learn and to teach you.
At the festival, you're never going to be silent, really. You know, you're always going to be talking to somebody. There's so many people that are very verbal, and it's really enjoyable to get to experience theater, I mean, doing something you love, with other people that also feel the same way. Mm-hmm. I think it's encouraging to perform for an audience like that, too, because, I mean, yeah, like Sage said, they understand what went into it because they've done it, too, you know. Right. So it's just a completely different experience, and with all the people there, I say this a lot, but it's like a family.
Mm-hmm. My last question for you is, since this program is called Education Matters, I want to emphasize for our listeners the educational part of the theater program. So how does this relate to regular part of school for you? And what specifically have you learned from being in the theater arts program?
I could not talk about this enough. Yeah. I'm very passionate about educational theater, especially. I think that it's awesome for you to go into the world and be a professional actress, be in a professional theater setting. But educational theater is about so much more than that. It's not just about skill or talent. Theater teaches life. Whenever I'm giving any kind of presentation, I have to write speeches for other clubs that I'm in or for doing job interviews, all sorts of things. And everything that I've learned in theater is just second nature to me. Mm-hmm. Instead of having to cram for something and be like, how do I answer these questions? I'm so used to thinking on my feet. I'm so used to being on stage translates very well to every situation. It's amazing. The kinds of things that you learn translating to the rest of your life.
Your, like, people skills are, like, so strong because, like, we're used to telling stories. I feel like we're very good at communicating in classes and stuff. Like, theater people are always the ones that are like, let me talk. I think it's very important to do theater.
Yeah, theater tells stories and stories teach. There's always the moral of the story, you know, the one thing that you can take away from it. And I think, you know, being in theater, we get to experience that firsthand. And we get to experience it in a unique way that other, you know, our fellow classmates wouldn't get to.
Yeah, and being exposed to it really expands our maturity and our ability to deal with abstract concepts, our ability to deal with things that are ambiguous. It definitely is very developed because we are so used to having to figure stuff out and problem solve. Theater is so much problem solving that in the real world when we have to think about that abstract situation, think about theoretical things, it's so easy to us. We're so used to it. And we're so mature from all of our stories and morals that we've learned.
It's truly incredible.
Right. Just a reminder, you're listening to WGTD HD FM, and this is Education Matters. We are discussing Kenosha Unified School District's Theater Arts Program. We are here with Theater Arts Program Director Holly Stanfield and students Noah Olson, Sage Holloway, and Colin Swanson, who are part of the production of 1776. They produced this last January and are taking it to the International Thespian Festival in Nebraska. And what's the date exactly? June
23rd.
June 23rd. Yes. Oh, so
we
it's coming right
on
up.
The 19th.
Yeah, 1776 had a guest director, Sherry Steinkellner. Sherry was the winner of 4 Emmy Awards, 2 Golden Globes, a People's Choice Award, a Writers Guild Award, and a TV Land Legend Award for writing and producing the hit show Cheers, as well as The Jeffersons, Facts of Life, Family Ties, and Who's the Boss. She was nominated for a Tony in 2011 for her work on Sister Act, the musical, and we patched her in from Los Angeles. So how did you choose it, and then how did you decide on the non-traditional casting?
Well, I had directed a fully inclusive production that was race and gender blind 5 years ago here in Santa Barbara in just a little summer production with my own daughter and her classmates. 1776 had always been a favorite show of ours, but we'd never really thought to do it because it's a cast almost entirely that consists of males. You're casting to type, white males. 5 years ago, we thought about doing it in the summer, and I said, honey, to my daughter, I don't think we can really consider 1776 because there aren't enough women's roles. And she said, so what? And I said, you're right, so what? And we contacted Music Theater International and said, could we do a production where we just cast to essence, not to type? And they said, you know, you're just a little group in Santa Barbara, who cares? Give it a shot, let's see how it goes. This Keith Edwards, who is the son of Sherman Edwards, who wrote 1776, flew out to see it and said, yeah, that works. That's the heart of the show. That was 5 years ago. In the intervening 5 years, I've been just blasting it to every high school teacher I know. Try this, you'll love it. And Holly said yes. And the good people of Kenosha said, let's give it a shot.
What was the most surprising or enlightening to you about this production?
One of the very surprising and enlightening things is about this production particularly was seeing our students, our teenagers, step into these roles, own these parts, and do what we are not seeing our grown-ups in Washington, D.C. do right now, which is in the roles of the liberals and the conservatives. They are working, in the show 1776, these characters, real-life characters, work together in a life-and-death situation to find their common ground and to create a nation. It really struck me as the students owned these parts that this kind of working together can happen. People just have to agree to do it.
I saw the show in January, and I noticed while I was watching that, you know, it didn't take very long before I stopped noticing who was saying the lines and was just focused on the story. You know, at first you think, oh, well, that's a female playing a male role, and then you just stop thinking about that. You know, what is the lesson there for audiences?
I'm so glad you noticed it. I think that's exactly the lesson. False illusions of gender and race that they make any difference. The idea that they make any difference is false and is an illusion.
Thank you very much for joining us, Sherry.
Thanks so much, Karen.
So that was Sherry. Holly, I assume it's pretty unique to have an award-winning Hollywood writer and director working on a high school production. How do you think that affects the program overall?
Well, I think one of the goals of education at this point is to connect to the larger discussion and the larger world. and by Sherry being a part of our community, because she's not just coming in for a day or two. She's spent several weeks, well, actually, initially with Hello Baby and now 1776 with us. So it's definitely a connection for our students to the larger world of theater, and for us an invaluable resource of information. And she just has this incredible spirit that she brings with her.
She sure does, yeah.
She is a mighty spirit. I love her.
She and you, audience had just heard her speaking, so they know that too. So, Holly, the next part of the program is going to be tape that I took on Tuesday night with the cast of West Side Story, which you directed. So give us the rundown on that. How did you choose West Side Story? What is unique about your production? And why do you think it was chosen for the Thespian Festival?
Several years ago, John Prignano, who is the Senior Operations Officer at Music Theater International, which is one of the largest licensing agents of musical theater in the world, approached me about doing a school edition of West Side Story. And I suppose if I had to take one thing to a desert island with me, West Side would definitely be on the short list. I'm not going to say it's my favorite musical, but it is important musically, it's important theatrically because of its dance, it's important because it brought difficult subject matter into the musical theater world at a time when that usually wasn't done. So there's just all sorts of history surrounding West Side Story. And I absolutely adore the score. Leonard Bernstein's a god. So when he approached me several years ago, I said, oh, absolutely. I probably jumped a little too hard because I was very excited. So last year he approached me again and said, well, I suppose we need to give you West Side Story. And I said, that would be great, John. So that's kind of how it was offered. So this is a school edition of West Side that they have been working on for several years, which should make it more attainable for a high school to produce. So in this version, they have shortened some of the dances, shortened some of the songs, toned down some of the scene work so that it becomes more palatable for a high school to do. And in that process, we've gone through now two iterations of the script. So we did a production. The Bernstein Estate came out to Kenosha last year, saw the production, gave us notes immediately following, and then those notes were taken back to New York. And just about a month ago, we got all of the changes out of that iteration, because when you're working in a show, it's a working and living and breathing thing. You have to rehearse it and do it, and you put it up, and then you sit in the audience and see how it works, because the audience is the third portion of that communication. So you can't do that without them. And so several weeks ago, we began to modify our dances and some of our singing to bring this last part of the process to the festival in its final version, which will eventually in the future be available for other high schools to do.
Great. And can you tell us one more time, what are the dates when listeners can see these two productions next week, and how do they get tickets?
Absolutely. 1776 will be at Indian Trail High School Auditorium on the 14th and 15th at 7:30 p.m. West Side Story will be at the Bradford High School Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. on Friday the 16th and Saturday the 17th. They can either get tickets at the door, or they can go online, kusd.edu, go to department, go to fine arts, select theater, and look for the ticketing site.
Okay, and I just want to reiterate, I've seen both of these productions. You will not be disappointed. If you're thinking at all about going, I urge you to do so. You are listening to WGTDH-DFM, and this is Education Matters. I just want to remind our listeners that we were discussing Kenosha Unified School District's Theater Arts Program, and our guests have been, for the first half, Theater Arts Program Director Holly Stanfield, and students Noah Olson, Sage Holloway, and Colin Swanson. Thank you all for being here.
You're welcome.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. The next part, what follows, are interviews plus a little bit of singing from the rehearsal for West Side Story last Tuesday, June 6th. This is the first time these students have rehearsed this number since they closed the show in October. Go to see the remounted play at Bradford on Friday or Saturday. Okay, we're here at Bradford High School. It's June 6th, Tuesday night, and everybody is rehearsing for West Side Story, which they're remounting from last fall. And I am here with, can you tell us your name, what school you're from, and what year you are, and what part you're playing?
All right, my name is Lexi Tyler. I'm 17 years old. I'm a junior here at Bradford.
And what,
I'm going to be a senior.
So. And what part are you playing?
I am playing Anita.
So what is the best thing about playing the part of Anita in this play?
Well, she just is such a special spot in my heart. She's like this fiery... It's like if I were the best person that I could be, it would be her. So she's just like the ideal goal for me.
So what is it that you so admire about her? Is it her, her strength or her sort of forthcoming, you know, willing to say whatever? What is it that you like?
Well, she's extremely strong. Mm-hmm. Extremely. Like, she's been through a lot, and she still gets right back up. And the way she's willing to sacrifice how she feels about the people that just killed her boyfriend, practically husband, to help Maria, who's not even her sister, is just remarkable. Like, to be able to put your differences aside to help family, like, that's just amazing. She's just a character. She's such a character, and she really has such a presence. Like, even reading the script, she stands out, and every line she says brings her out.
Did you happen to see Rita Moreno play it in the movie?
I did see it, and I met her last fall when we were rehearsing for it. She was in Grays Lake, and my mom had surprised me with tickets. And I met Karen Olivo when I went to go see Hamilton, who's the current Anita on Broadway right now. So the only one left I have is Cheetah Rivera, so we'll see if that...
That's amazing. So tell me, what's the best thing about the theater program for you?
We're like a huge family. Like, when I'm at rehearsal, it's like my home. I feel like if I were put with any single person in my cast, I could talk to them like they were my best friend. Like, we're just one big family.
My name is Sophia Matusi. I am a junior at St. Joe's, and I'm playing Maria.
Tell me, how difficult were the auditions? Were you really hoping to get this part? Were you worried about it?
Well, this is my first KUSD show ever, so, I mean, I wasn't expecting to get this big of a part. I just kind of went in hoping I'd get maybe, like, a little something, and then I found out I was Maria, and I kind of, like, freaked out. Mm-hmm. I was so excited.
So what's the hardest part about singing Maria?
I guess I would say the hardest part is making sure that also while you're singing it, yes, it does have to sound pretty, but you also have to remember that you're telling a story with each note, with each lyric, and that you have to tell that story as you're singing. So just keeping that in mind the whole time and, like, trying to convey that story to the audience.
What has been the most interesting thing about joining this theater program?
Honestly, I love this theater program so much. Like I said, it was my first show, and all the people are so nice, and I love working with Holly, and it's just been a really good experience.
What's the biggest lesson you've learned?
I've learned from Holly that I am enough. She's taught me that, and that I have to have confidence in myself. And that's really helped me as a performer to better my craft and just have more self-confidence for myself and get out there and become the character.
My name is Ben Woods. I go to Bradford High School. I'm a sophomore, and I play the role of Bernardo.
What does he do? Not every audience member might be aware of that part.
Well, Bernardo, he is more of a protector for his sister, Maria. And he doesn't want Tony to go with his sister and be with his sister. So he does everything he can to stop that from happening. And then things get out of hand and Riff ends up dying.
Was that a weird thing to play for you, the part where the fight happens and all of that violence?
Yes, I think it was a weird thing to play because I'm not that type of person. Like, I'm open to everybody.
What's your favorite part about being in this particular production?
My favorite part is actually the dancing. And it's really energetic, and I love learning new stuff, and it really opened my eyes to the dancing world.
Have you been in any other productions?
I have been in Dogfight. We took that to the International Thespian Festival as well. I've been in Hunchback. We recently done that. And I've also been in Peter and the Starcatcher.
And what is your favorite thing about working in this theater program?
I just really like the atmosphere and the kindness that goes around and throughout the, like, you really learn something from all of these different shows. And I believe these lessons have to be...
You mean the lesson, like the West Side Story lesson, like, or just...
Like all of the lessons, like each different play tells a different story. And the our world today, we need to know these lessons that come out of these stories, because these things are happening today in this time. And I think we need to learn that we're actually doing this, and we need to learn from that.
I'm Sam Heiler. I play Tony, and I just graduated from Bradford.
Oh, you just graduated. Mm-hmm. So do you have any theater plans in your future?
Yeah, I'm going to school in Chicago at a school called Roosevelt University for acting.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And so you're Tony. What is the most challenging thing about being Tony?
Emotional draining. At the end of the show, I feel like I actually died. When I lay there and I have to just pour my guts out in front of the audience, it's real. It's real emotion. It's draining. It really is. That's the hardest part. It's just putting your heart onto the stage and just being vulnerable.
And what has been the best part of playing this role? I mean, it's one of the most iconic roles in the world of theater. So did you know about it? Did you always want to play this?
So last year, my junior year, going into my senior year, I joked with Holly every day in her class. I'd walk in and I'd say, Holly, let's do West Side next year. And she'd say, no, Sam. And I'd say, come on, let's do West Side. And I'd joke with her. And then at the end of the year, there was rumors about it and little gossips about the possibility of doing it. And over the summer, after I auditioned, I had hopes that we were going to do it. And I was hoping I'd get Tony, obviously, because that's my dream role. And when the casts came out and I saw that I got it, I freaked out. I was at my friend Chris's house and I just ran around. I was so happy. Yeah, I called my mom and she was ecstatic. It's culmination, because I've done theater for so many years and I've always loved this show, and this has always been my dream role, and I finally get to my last show, the Nebraska show, my senior year, and I get my role, and it's just perfect.
That's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. So what else have you done? What other roles have you played?
I was earlier this year I was Phoebus in Hunchback, and last year I was Boland in Dogfight. And then Peter and Starcatcher. A year before that, I was Prince Eric in Little Mermaid and singer in Songs for New World.
So what's the best part about being in this theater program?
Holly. Holly's the most amazing person I've ever met. I think I can credit 98% of who I am to her, because she's just an astonishing, charismatic, caring human being who is selfless and dedicated to making all of our lives better. And she is a true teacher. She truly lives to teach others, and not just to make good theater and have us sing well and put on a show that'll bring in money. She wants to teach us, and she uses theater as a platform to teach us real life lessons through it.
My name is Austin Voiles, and I attend Bradford High School. I just graduated Bradford, and I play the part of Riff.
My name is Jamal J. Ford. I just graduated from Bradford High School. And I actually play the part of Anxious, who was an ensemble member.
Were either of you familiar with this show before it was chosen?
Yes, it's always been one of my favorite shows. When I was very little, my cousin did it up at her high school as the part of Maria. So I've had this show in my blood for a long time.
Okay, have you?
I've actually never, prior to this, heard of this show. Oh, I've heard of it, but just never really experienced it or watched it, and I'm glad I'm a part of it.
So what's your favorite thing?
Dancing is always a thing for me, but the vocals and the lyrics-wise, it's just a powerful show, and it carries a meaning that we can all understand.
And what is your favorite part?
My favorite part of this whole process is the kind of like the brotherhood that the gangs have as we're putting the show together. We get very close, because you have to play a gang, even if it's the other gang that you hate, you still form a bond that is great in your real life friendship.
What's been the most challenging thing about doing this
iconic show. You know, a lot of people know it, right? So what's been the hardest part?
It is an iconic show, like you said. Therefore, we have a lot to look like to live up to, a lot of expectations, and things have a certain point where they have to reach because, well, it is a great show, and everyone does know about it, and it's amazing dance-wise, singing-wise, and acting, and you just have to work at it.
First of all, the dancing is very difficult for everyone, even including our trained dancers, but it's great because we're all so focused, and we have to get everything to a certain point where it's pretty much almost perfect, steps-wise, and every move has to be in line with everyone. And it's just been a great, crazy, awesome experience with the dancing. My second thing is that's difficult about this process is being the people in the two gangs. It's very difficult because none of us kids are in gangs, so it's kind of transforming us into something that we're not. Other than, and it isn't like transforming into like a different role or anything, it's just a complete different environment, and hating another gang, whereas in real life they're your some of your best friends, is very difficult. But since they're your best friends, they kind of work together and they help you with that hate, but it's great.
And I wanted to add to that, I wanted to just say my main thing is we're all so close, and you know, in this program, we are taught to be a family, which we are, because we do love each other. And stemming from that, I would say a real difficult thing for us to do is, you know, to throw shade and hate at each other, or a form of hate, I should say, because, I mean, it's just not something we're all used to, not liking people and dissing people. That's not us. We're loving, and we that's... We just all like each other, so that's probably the most difficult thing for me.
So what would be your advice? Let's say there are some eighth graders or their parents listening. What would you say to them about getting involved in the theater program in high school?
I think it's the best experience anybody could have. It teaches you about life, and it helps you find yourself as an individual. Along with your friends, you guys, through the years, you guys grow up with each other and as a person. And it's different. The bond that theater gives you is a lot different than sports. I played sports for a long time myself, and the bond is just very different. And it's very much, it feels like a second family coming into this theater program. And it's the lessons you learn through all the different topics of shows, and then just what happens behind the scenes is just incredible. It'll help you find yourself, and I persuade everyone to at least give it a try.
Me personally, my story is kind of one of the, I would say, movie type stories, because you know I came from a not so great place. I was told that I wouldn't amount to anything, or I was told that I wouldn't do this or wouldn't do that, and I couldn't follow my dreams and whatnot. But before theater, I mean, I kind of believed that. And once I joined theater, I met so many great people. I have friends and family now. And I've just been a heck of a lot happier doing what I love. And, I mean, even if you are from far-off place, as I should say, that doesn't mean that you won't be into this or into something very out of your comfort zone right now. So give everything a try, especially this, because it's something that will stick around with you for the rest of your life.
I'm John Bush. I'm a junior at Bradford High School, and I play Lieutenant Shrank.
What is the best thing about playing that role?
One of the things about Lieutenant Shrank in the show is he has to be a really honest character. I'm portraying an adult, which is extremely difficult in the show. It's one of the main conflicts in the show is the adults versus the kids, and this conflict of understanding that there's authority and that you have to follow it. So I think I find that very interesting to portray a part such as that and the process into learning that part.
Ed, did you get any advice from your parents or your teachers about that dichotomy between kids and adults?
I did. I worked with Holly Stanfield especially, but I also worked with my father, learning the authoritarian voice and I also worked with Dr. Sinclair, who actually portrayed my part on one of the evenings, who's our principal here at Bradford High School, about how we use authoritative voice in school even, and how sometimes it's effective and not effective. And I find it very interesting to hear the difference and to see the difference.
What has been the best thing about this show in particular, or about the theater program in general?
Well, in the show in particular, the show's really brought culture to the stage at Bradford High School, which with such a revolting story about two different cultures coming together and clashing, and about conflict between them and love. It's your classic Romeo and Juliet story. But what really unifies the show is that by the end of it, we have this thought in our head that is there a chance and is there a way for us to come together as a society? Is there a chance for students and kids to come with adults? Is there a chance for opposite cultures to come together and unify? Which I think is extremely important. And, even in the song Somewhere, we just, you talk about a day where there can be peace between two totally different cultures.
And how long have you been participating in the theater program here?
Well, I've been doing CIPAC, which is our summer program, since I was six. And my first show with Holly was in 2011, which I would have been in sixth grade.
What part did you play?
I was young Tarzan in Tarzan.
I saw you. That was a great show. And what else, what would you say is one of the things that has kept you doing this for so long? What do you like about this?
Well, what I like about theater and this program especially is it creates culture and it creates community. I can walk into any space and feel open to share my emotions with anyone. We're a really open family community. I may have bad days, I may have good days, and I can share it with them and feel like I won't have any problems doing so. I'm lucky. I'm working with one of the best programs in the country, and we're very fortunate to have that, particularly High Stanfield, who I truly believe has committed her entire public school career to working with each child and moving each child forward to what they need specifically. It's more individualized education with Holly, and I like that, and I appreciate that. And she always puts the student first. She knows students have needs. In fact, earlier this year I was sick, and Holly worked especially with me on how my schedule would work. She told me, this is okay if you're sick. You don't have to come every day. She works very, very generally with everybody. She's created a culture here that's really unique. One of the things she started here with a former student was the Penguin Project, where we've created a community culture with our school special needs students. And I think that's so unique to Bradford, and we're looking actually into making an actual organization. It could be something really cool. And that's what we do, we really have here at Bradford, is this unique culture and this unique ability to do things that other schools don't get to do.
This has been Education Matters. Our guests were director Holly Stanfield and students from the KUSD's Theater Arts Program productions of West Side Story and 1776. If you are interested in seeing these two productions on June 14th or 15th at Indian Trail High School for 1776, and the 16th or 17th of June at Bradford High School for West Side Story, please go to the door, or you can go to the KUSD.edu homepage and search for KUSD Theater Arts for tickets. This program is archived at WGTD.org on the Education Matters page. You are invited to listen again, or you can find our WGTD Education Matters Facebook page and join in a discussion there. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Education Matters, heard each Saturday morning at 10:30 on WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. Archive programs are available on our website, wgtd.org, and you're invited to continue the discussion on the Education Matters Facebook page.
Support for WGTD comes from On